Finally today, China just wrapped up 2 weeks of celebrations. It was New Year's there, a time for family visits and family meals. Oh, and another tradition, giving and getting hongbao. Those are those red envelopes filled with cash. Little kids rake in the hongbao at this time of year. Reporter Rebecca Canthor lives in Shanghai with her husband and daughter. They recently visited her husband's family in rural Henan province for the holiday, and Rebecca found herself spending a lot of time talking and thinking about hongbao.
That's my husband and his mother quietly discussing hongbao over dinner. He's asking her how much he should give the children of a high school friend he's seeing later that night. It's the constant refrain during the holiday. How much money did they give? How much money should we give? Back home in the U.S., my family would never have this conversation. We're much more likely to talk about what the next meal will be. I didn't grow up with this tradition, but my 1.5-year-old daughter will. So I figure I better learn more about it. As we sit around snacking from a giant bag of sunflower seeds, my in-laws don't understand my interest. My mother-in-law says, "You mean you don't give hongbao in America?" As if she can't believe me. Here, this is life, she says simply.
Job to my students.
Hongbao is deeply rooted in Chinese culture. Professor Yu Hai teaches sociology at Shanghai's Fudan University. And he says if you want to understand China's value system, just look at the tradition of hongbao.
In China, the top principle is how to make the good relations with other people.
Hongbao are a financial investment in those relationships, Yu says. And since each relationship has a different value, that translates into different amounts of cash at New Year's. It's fun for the kids, but it's all pretty confusing for an outsider like me. I didn't realize it can be confusing for Chinese people, too.
So this is a science. It's a calculation.
Professor Yu Hai says it's a calculation. There's no instruction guide for giving hongbao. One mistake could lead to hard feelings or a loss of face. My husband knows about that. He once forgot to give a hongbao to his cousin's child. The family forgave him, my mother-in-law says, but they haven't forgotten. Professor Yu prepares more than $3,000 to distribute at New Year's time. Young professionals like my brother-in-law have less disposable income. Still, he budgets almost $1,000 to give out in hongbao at the holidays. And the speed of China's growing economy is reflected in the tradition. As a child, he'd get hongbaos of just a dollar. Nowadays, they start at $15 and up.
For me, when I was a kid, it's like a dream. And now that I'm growing up, sometimes I think it's a burden. But when I think of my own childhood, when I get a hongbao, the feeling is so excited.
This year, my brother-in-law is enjoying a new kind of hongbao. As we sit watching the New Year's Eve TV special, he's busy playing around on his smartphone. In the space of a few minutes, he links his credit card with a popular app, and just like that, he sends out almost $200 in digital hongbao to his group of 11 close friends. Luckily, I'm on his list. I open my digital envelope and find I've been gifted $15. Not bad. It's all part of a new online game that's become a viral phenomenon. As smartphone users race their friends to grab small cash gifts, usually just a few dollars each. Analysts say it's an ingenious marketing strategy that's gotten people used to the idea of paying online.
Okay, so this is a hongbao I sent out to the 11 persons, you know. This guy said, okay.
But for my brother-in-law and others, it's really not about the money. It's a rediscovery of the excitement they felt getting a red envelope as a child. He says sharing digital hongbao with his friends has brought them closer together.
Because in China, you know, we all care a lot about you know, the tradition. But sometimes you have to have some new ideas.
Digital hongbao won't completely replace the real deal, though. My brother-in-law's old classmate walks over to my young daughter and slips some crisp red bills under her arm, $65. She thanks him and calls him uncle in Chinese. And then she surprises us with a new word, one I swear I didn't teach her.
Money!
For The World, I'm Rebecca Canthor, Dong'an, China.
At the start of Chinese New Year, we featured the Chinese folk rock band Shanren. But we didn't play this song, simply titled Happy New Year. And hey, it's never too late. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Thanks for listening.